You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout. Summer is upon us, and with that comes a season where you just won't have the time to keep trading time for money. You've heard me talk about the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters before, but I get it. Maybe another monthly commitment feels like too big of an investment as we head into a busy personal season where income can feel unpredictable. Plus, paying every month for a resource when you have no time to consume the content won't work for either of us. The headquarters is the long game, but you need a plan right now. So why not create an action plan for your profit now so that you can relax and enjoy your summer with your family, not your laptop? Let's work together and make a plan so you can head into the season feeling comfortable and secure about where your income's coming from and have the freedom to scale back your schedule without scaling back your profit. I'm opening up my calendar to help you design a plan to make money while having fun with your family this summer. Click the link in the show notes and I'll be in touch to set up a free 20-minute call so we can plan out your next steps. Hello time, money, and hello carefree memories in the sun. Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. Being a mom is freaking awesome. I'm just going to say it. It's our month and we are talking about it. It's awesome, but it's also hard. It's hard, but it's freaking awesome. We get to be home with our kids and we get to grow and scale our businesses. What? Like, do you ever just take time to sit in how amazing this is? If you're a mom and an entrepreneur, chances are you started your business so that you can spend more time at home with your babies, right? I know that's why I did. But with more time at home with your babies also comes more time at home with your laptop, more time at home with your phone, your Instagram, your email, literally your entire business at your fingertips with all the instant gratification and demands you can imagine, always right there. You feel me? And everywhere you look, you're seeing someone doing something new, launching the next time-saving resource or must-have secrets to scaling or the next thing that you just have to do real quick to help you get to where you want to be in your business. It can be so overwhelming and it can make a really damn hard task to stay present. So I rounded up a list of some of my favorite resources that actually make life as a mom easier. And these resources have saved me from the rabbit hole of one more thing. Let me do this really quick. Ooh, I should try this. They've really helped me, especially in the last few months. So I'm going to share them with you. First is the Crush the Rush Planner. You know that I love me a good old-fashioned pen and paper moment. And the Crush the Rush Planner is what my nerdy planning dreams are made of. It has everything you need in a planner to stay organized, to spark mindset work, plan the day ahead. Plus, it has a great section to reflect back at the end of the day, which we just talked about last week when we were talking about routines and how important that evening routine is. The planner comes in quarters, so there is plenty of room. You have plenty of space to brain dump and write everything out. I am seriously obsessed with it. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's actually created by my coach, Holly, and I started using this planner before I even started working with Holly because it is seriously so helpful for those of us who love the pen to paper moment, which I think a lot of you do. So make sure you check that out because it's incredible. Okay, the next one is kind of an unconventional resource maybe, but I live by it. It is so helpful and it is my personal assistant, Alexa. I love using this specifically for the timers. So when I sit down to get a task done, I take the focus that I have for that day and work for however long I set my timer for. And there's such a difference between making a mental note, thinking, okay, I'm going to sit down. I only have 30 minutes to work on something versus actually having a timer go off at the end of your 30 minutes. You're racing against the clock and it helps you really stay focused on what it is that you're doing. And when you pair that with a very intentional, focused to-do list, it changes the game in our short windows of time. So racing against the clock,
Huge, huge, huge resource. And PS, a sleeping baby works pretty much just as well when you know you're laying that baby down and they're waking up in an hour and a half. It works pretty much just as well, but give the Alexa timer a chance and see if that helps. They also have some really cool desktop timers that you can get on Amazon if you don't have an Alexa in your office. Just basically set a timer on your phone, whatever you need to do, but creating that timer to help kind of give a little fire under you to get those tasks done. All right. It's about time that I talk about this next one here. I'm a little late to the party because I was holding out on this one, and this is ChatGPT. I love writing, and there was no reality where I was about to let a robot do my writing for me. But let me just tell you, the things this robot can do will save you so much time. And yes, you can keep your own writing skills sharp. There are a lot of creative ways where you can take the things that you've already created and plug them into ChatGPT just for a little helping hand to save time on some of those things that you just don't have time to do. So, more on that in another episode. We will dive into that. It's a little bit of a controversial topic here in the business world, but there are ways where you can use it to save you a ton of time. The next one is Flowdesk. I love Flowdesk. Give me something where I can automate and create templated, aesthetically pleasing graphics, and I will literally give you all my money. Except Flowdesk actually doesn't cost that much at all. Plus, I have a code for 50% off. I can drop it in the show notes. But seriously, you know how much I preach about the power of email marketing, and Flowdesk makes it so easy to organize your email list, create landing pages for new members, and this is the big time-saving thing for us moms out there, automate all of your emails so that you can just set it and forget it. It is a huge time saver and still gives you the beautiful aesthetic and consistency that you want and need in your business. All right, the next one is Canva. Yes, we are talking about tools and resources. So, of course, Canva is going to make the list. If you aren't using Canva, are you okay? Like, seriously? Canva is so popular, and that is because it is so helpful. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already using Canva. But have you checked out all of the features that can save you so much time on Canva? One of my favorites is the brand kit, which makes it super easy to keep all your fonts, colors, graphics, icons, guidelines for your brand all in one place. You can just plug and play over and over again. And things like creating templates for all your content has never been easier with all of these new features on Canva. Plus, Canva has its own AI, kind of like ChatGPT moment called Magic Write, that is really great for inspiring headlines or things on your graphics when you're feeling stuck. So, I have always loved Canva, but recently they've been really upping their tools, and there are so many time-saving hacks just waiting for you to discover them. Like, so many that we can't even cover it in this piece of the episode. Go on Canva and play around if you haven't lately. There are a lot of really cool things happening over there that are so fun. If you have questions, reach out to me, let me know. I'm happy to chat with you and show you some of my favorites. All right. If you're following trends, you're seeing these pop up more and more. And I am talking about private podcasts. I even have one myself, which you can find the link in the show notes. Why are these so popular right now? It's because they give your audience an exclusive chance to get even more value from you. And even better, you can use the private podcast as a freebie lead magnet and grow your email list super quick by providing something different and something super fun and out of the box. One time, set it and forget it, lead magnet that is going to have your ideal client pouring into your list. That sounds amazing, right? Honestly, it is. They are so much fun. And as a listener, the hands-free format to consume education is literally next level. We love a good podcast around here. And if you can binge and learn at the same time, we're here for it. If you can create something upfront and put it out there forever and grow your list without thinking about it, we are here for it. Private podcast, 100% Boss Ladies and Babies approved. All right, the last resource I want to talk about is the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters, aka my favorite place on the internet. I've created the space as a mom working to scale my business without sacrificing time with my kids. And I thought about what I really need to help make money, manage my time, and feel less alone being trapped in the house, living off the kids' schedules, and dedicating most of my free time to my business. I'm sure you can relate with everything I just said there. Things I realized quickly were that I needed people who understood what all of that even felt like because it is so hard. So the community piece alone of Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters is game changing, but I also intentionally curated a library of training and education tailored to mom life and entrepreneurship, or as I like to call it, scaling through the seasons. My vision and what it actually has become is to have a digital toolkit with all of the resources to help through anything mom life and entrepreneurship throw your way. We meet 2 times a month to network and get real-time coaching to help grow our businesses. Plus, we learn from guest experts every month. And the magic is inside the community where real relationships and collaborations are being formed in real time on a daily basis. The powerful things I've seen come from this space are so incredible. And if I'm being honest, and you asked me if I could only keep one resource to make scaling my business easier, I would honestly say this. Humble brag, right? I know it's my thing that I created, but I really think it's that good. So I would love to hear what is your favorite resource to scale as a mom entrepreneur. Let me know. Leave a comment in the review section of Apple Podcast and answer this question, or you can send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you like this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.